Amen. Jesus loves the little children. So I want to ask first, is my sound okay? Do you all hear me clear? Thank you, Brother Dwayne. Hello? Hello? Oh, I'm muted. Sorry. So let me go back again. If you have prayer request, please put it in. And Sister Ida has unspoken. Sister Mindy has many unspoken. Sister Pam as well. And Brother Dwayne unspoken. All right. No sound now. All right. Am I back? All right. Unspoken for Brother Joe. For me and my family, many unspoken. Okay. Thank you for letting me know. All of a sudden, I got muted. All right. So, any more prayer requests? I don't hear anything. As for Sister Ashley. Hello, everyone. Am I back? All right. Thank you. Okay. I'm back. Praise the Lord. Unspoken from Sister Zoom. I pray for this church family for a blessed Sabbath, for health, very positive work outcomes, trouble mercies, and opportunity to share God's word with those I meet. And from Sister Jana, prayers that we learn from the study and unspoken. Sister, there's still a lot, okay. Brother Gilbert, wife, everyone on all of our prayer lists, unspoken, and myself. I will go up and mention again unspoken from Sister Mindy, Sister Ida, Sister Pam, and Brother Joe. All right, any more prayer? Happy Sabbath, everyone. Alvi has unspoken. Okay, all right, praise the Lord. Now, if you are ready, we can start with our prayer. Please get on your knees and bow your heart. Okay, let's pray. Almighty God, Thou art in heaven. We thank You for granting us the freedom, this freedom to worship You once more on this blessed Sabbath day, knowing that we will soon lose this privilege. The world will soon be against us and will take this freedom we enjoy. So thank You. Thank You, Father. And now we humbly bow before Your feet to offer all the prayers of Your children, both spoken and unsaid. We trust in You for the answers You will provide us. We desire to follow You, Lord, and give glory to Your holy name, but we cannot do this without Your grace. Thank You, Father, for being so merciful unto us. We also pray for healings physically and spiritually. Please give us the strong faith and courage as we wrestle against ourselves and against the ruler of this dark world. Thank you for all the trials of faith that we encounter every day. For with You, with Your help, Father, we can be conquerors. And today, Lord, I pray that You please bridle my tongue and those that will speak on Your behalf. We plead, Father, to please forgive us and pardon us for all the wrong deeds that we have in thoughts, in words, and be merciful to us, for our righteousness is like filthy rugs. We praise You and love You so much, Father, because You first loved us. And all these things we ask in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and King forever. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, so we are going now to the praises and testimonies. We have numerous reasons to express our thankfulness and gratitude to our good Lord. So every moment from the time we woke up every day until we lay down our heads to sleep is a blessing from our dear Savior. So we have countless, if we will count it, it's many, countless blessings we always receive from Him. So yeah, I will start with my praise. If you have your praise, please put them in. And I will start sharing my thanksgiving to our good Lord. I'm so grateful for the opportunity that, as I've mentioned, that my parents stayed with us for almost 6 months and they had a wonderful and unforgettable experience. They were so blessed spiritually above all. And secondary for other things that they received. I thank the Lord for they are with us on our journey in finding a new home, and I was able to settle smoothly by God's grace. Last week, Tuesday, they left, and I praise the Lord for they were able to arrive safely in the Philippines, and now they are with my siblings. Also, my kids, I want to express their praise to our Savior for the joy that it brings, for the joy that the new furry family member has brought them. So praise the Lord. And let me see here who has their praise. Okay, we have from Sister Ashley. Praise the Lord for His purging us. That's true. So that we may bear much fruit. Yeah, that is one of the good things that the Lord is giving us. He is trying to, every day as we overcome our sins, it's like purging us. And we became overcomers because we wanted to attain that perfection, the character, to be a citizen of heaven. Yeah. So praise the Lord. This is from Sister Ashley. And now from Sister Jana, praise the Lord for the beautiful sunset and sunrises. Yeah, it's so beautiful. When we were in Hawaii, it's so wonderful to see this, how the sunset, you know, and how the day ended. And now we have from Sister Sum. I praise the Lord for the sunshine, for the Sabbath service, for my Bible, health, food, birds singing, kind friends, and the hope and joy we have in our precious and gracious Lord Jesus, who hears our every prayer. Yes, He's always there hearing us. And thank you, Sister Zoom. From Sister Palm, praise the Lord for keeping us safe from the cyclone last week. Oh, praise the Lord for the protection. And also, and I know He will continue to watch over when the next one hits later this week. Oh, the Lord will keep you safe, Sister Palm. We'll include you in our prayer. Now from Sister Mindy, praise the Lord for this beautiful sunny Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings. My beloved church family, and blessings us with this online church so we can gather together every Sabbath to honor Him. Praise the Lord for His many, many blessings and His wonderful love. Amen, Sister Mindy. Sister Luna says, praise God for making all the animals in the world, for letting everyone prepare for the Sabbath. Praise God for the food on our table, the clothes on our backs, and the roof over our heads. God is so good. Amen, Sister Luna. And now Jania has her praise. I praise the Lord for the strong faith. Amen. And for bringing my cat to return back to me after getting lost for 2 times now. Amen. And that's really a test of faith for my kids. And praise the Lord for learning that lesson. And for the trust they have, the faith and trust that they learn. Okay, Alvia, praise the Lord for giving us a new cat. And even if she got lost, God gave a strong faith, amen, that she will come back soon. Amen. She will come back. And sister, this is from Brother Damian. Praise God for all the wonderful things He has done for us. Yes, indeed, I echo that. Amen, amen, and amen. And Sister Fran, I praise the Lord for my salvation, God's love for all of us, His wonderful care for me, His kindness, mercy, and faithfulness. I praise the Lord for His presence daily. Also, the Holy Spirit guiding me during all trials. Praise His holy name. Amen, Sister Fran. Praise the Lord. Okay, Sister Ida has her praise too. I praise God for His amazing grace and everything He has done. God is so good, Sister Ida. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's see four other praises. Let me pull down. I pull up. Okay. Okay. I see no more. Today is the 12th, today is, what date is today? The 16th, right? Okay, we have another praise from Sister Marisa. Praise the Lord, our Sabbath study this morning. Yes, praise the Lord for guiding His church around the world, for blessing us. And the church in the Philippines are growing, praise the Lord. Many souls are accepting Christ, you know, and there are a lot of numerous Bible study around. And our ministers over there, the pastors, has to go around and visit, you know, they're doing now visitation around. Pastor Gadi is now in Manila visiting the church there and having a fellowship with them. Okay, praise the Lord for all the blessings. Now we are going to read our story today. The title, this is from chapter 3. Chapter 3 of the book, Sketches from the Life of Paul, pages 32 to 34. The title is Paul Enters Upon His Ministry. All right. So, please read with me. It was Saul of Tarsus, one of the most determined enemies of the gospel, who became Paul, the devoted minister of Christ. Paul was baptized by Ananias in the river of Damascus. He was then strengthened by food and immediately began to preach Jesus to the believers in the city. The very ones whom he had set out from Jerusalem with the purpose of destroying. He also thought in the synagogues that Jesus, who had been put to death, was indeed the Son of God. His arguments from prophecy were so conclusive, and his efforts were so attended by the power of God, that the opposing Jews were confounded and unable to answer him. Paul's rabbinical and Pharisaic education was now to be used to good account in preaching the gospel and in sustaining the cause he had once used every effort to destroy. The Jews were thoroughly surprised and confounded by the conversion of Paul. They were aware of his position at Jerusalem and knew what was his principal errand to Damascus, and that he was armed with a commission from the high priest that authorized him to take the believers in Jesus and to send them as prisoners to Jerusalem. Yet now, they beheld him preaching the gospel of Jesus, strengthening those who were already a disciples, and continually making new converts to the faith he had once so zealously opposed. Paul demonstrated to all who heard him that his change of faith was not from impulse nor fanaticism, but was brought about by overwhelming evidence. As he labored in the synagogues, his faith grew stronger. His zeal in maintaining that Jesus was the Son of God increased. In the face of the fierce opposition of the Jews, he could not remain long in Damascus. For after the Jews had recovered from their surprise at his wonderful conversion and subsequent labors, they turned resolutely from the overwhelming evidence thus brought to bear in favor of the doctrine of Christ. Their astonishment at the conversion of Paul was changed into an intense hatred of him, like unto that which they had manifested against Jesus. So Paul's life was in peril, and he received a commission from God to leave Damascus for a time. He went into Arabia, and there, in comparative solitude, he had ample opportunity for communion with God and for contemplation. He wished to be alone with God, to search his own heart, to deepen his repentance, and to prepare himself by prayer and study to engage in a work which appeared to him too great and too important for him to undertake. He was an apostle, not chosen of men, but chosen of God. And his work was plainly stated to be among the Gentiles. While in Arabia, he did not communicate with the apostles. He sought God earnestly with all his heart, determining not to rest till he knew for a certainty that his repentance was accepted and his great sin pardoned. He would not give up the conflict until he had the assurance that Jesus would be with him in his coming ministry. It's like how Jacob wrestled, the time of trouble. So he did that too. He was ever to carry about with him in the body the marks of Christ's glory, in his eyes, which had been blinded by heavenly light. And he desired also to bear with him constantly the assurance of Christ's sustaining grace. Paul came in close connection with heaven, and Jesus communed with him and established him in his faith, bestowing upon him his wisdom and grace. Paul now returned to Damascus and preached boldly in the name of Jesus. The Jews could not withstand the wisdom of his arguments, and they therefore counseled together to silence his voice by force. The only argument left to a sinking cause, they decided to assassinate him. The apostle was made acquainted with their purpose. The gates of the city were vigilantly guarded day and night to cut off his escape. The anxiety of the disciples drew them to God in prayer. There was little sleeping among them, as they were busy in devising ways and means for the escape of the chosen apostle. Finally, they conceived a plan by which he was let down from a window and lowered over the wall in a basket at night. In this humiliating manner, Paul made his escape from Damascus. So So from here, we will end our story and we will continue the ministry of Paul next Sabbath. We are still in chapter 3. So now we will be hearing a special song and then we'll continue with a question and answer. We'll give the time for Brother Dwayne.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him within the narrow road? Would you have Him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let Him have His way with thee. His power can make you what you want to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for Him to have His way with thee. Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him within the narrow road? Would you have Him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let Him have His way with thee. His power can make you what you want to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for Him to have His way with thee. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Luna, our little composer. Amen for the talent. All right, let's get to our question. So my first question, this is true or false. The Redeemer of this world chooses men of power, men of intellect or intelligence, people who are wealthy and famed, to be His chosen vessels or to be His messengers of truth to the world? Is it true or false? Will the Lord choose the man with the famous, smart, wealthy? Of course. Good job. The correct answer is false. The Lord doesn't look on how you are in this world. The Lord always chooses the humble. So that is absolutely false. Very good, everyone. Okay. For my second question, Saul of Tarsus, one of the most determined enemies of the gospel, whose name became blank, and became the devoted minister of Christ. What is his new name? Let's see. We have answers here. And that is, let me see other answers. Yes, that is correct. He became Paul. Before he was Saul of Tarsus and became Paul, the devoted minister of Christ. Good job. Praise the Lord. You got a correct answer. Good job. All right. Question number 3. Paul was baptized by blank in the river of Damascus. In the river of blank. That is a clue. Who baptized Paul? Is it A, priest Eli, and then River of Nile, John the Baptist, letter B, in the River of Jordan, or C, Ananias, in the River of Damascus? Yes. Yeah. Letter C. He was baptized by Ananias at Damascus, River of Damascus. On the River of Damascus. All right. Good job. Praise the Lord. Everybody got it correct again. All right. Now for my fourth question. Paul's rabbinical and Pharisaic education was now to be used to a good account in preaching the gospel of Christ, because Paul was trained in Jerusalem, and he is well versed with this rabbinical and Pharisaic education. Is it right or wrong? All right. Yes, indeed, it is correct. His wisdom, his training was used by God for a good purpose, to preach the gospel of Christ. Good job, right? That is right. Very good. Now, number five. Good job, everyone. Number five. The Jews were unaware of Paul's position in Jerusalem and of his commission from the high priest, who never authorized him to capture all Jesus' followers, all of Jesus' followers. So they were unaware. Are the Jews unaware of his position and that he has no commission from the high priest to authorize him to kill and capture the believers of Christ? Is it true or false? All right, good job. The correct answer is false. It was the high priest who gave him the commission to go to Damascus and capture and what? To persecute the believers of Jesus Christ. And the correct answer is false. All right, question number six. Good job. Praise the Lord again. Number six. The Jews became angry as they beheld him preaching about Jesus and planned to blank him. So they became mad at him because he didn't do what he was supposed to accomplish. What do they want to do to him now? Okay. We have answers here. They wanted to kill him or to assassinate him. That is correct. They wanted to assassinate him and kill him. Very good. Yes, murder. That is correct. Good job again. Assassinate, kill, and murder him. Those answers are all correct. Number seven question. Paul's life was in peril. He went to blank. What place he went to? And in there, he found opportunity to be by himself and to commune with God. What place is that? Is it? All right. Anyway, what place was that? Yes, that is, what's that? Why another answer was posted? The correct answer for number seven is Arabia. He went to Arabia and there he sought the Lord earnestly. He communed with God. Yes, he communed with God. Very good. And in the country of Arabia, he went there. Oh, we're still on number seven, sorry. And now for my question number eight. What did Paul do while he was in Arabia? A, he sought God earnestly with all his heart. B, he was determined not to rest till his sins were accepted and pardoned. C, he visited the historic and beautiful places in Arabia. D, A and B. E, only C. Oh, yeah, we have a confusing. Yeah, that's okay. So that is for number eight. A, B, C, and D. All right. The correct answer for number eight is letter D. which is A and B. He sought God with all his heart, and he was determined to not to rest until he knew that his sins were pardoned and was accepted by God. Good job, everyone. The correct answer is letter D. Sorry for the confusion. And for my question number 9. When Paul returned to Damascus, he preached boldly in the name of Jesus, and the Jews cannot withstand the wisdom of his argument. Yes or no? All right. Good job. The correct answer is yes. They couldn't withstand the plain truth that Paul was preaching. All right. And for my last question, number 10. Very good. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Number 10. While in Arabia, Paul came into close connection with Jesus and established him in his faith. What did God bestow upon him? Two blanks. All right. We have one answer here. Who else? The correct answer is wisdom and grace. The Lord equipped him to be ready to be what? The channel of blessing and to bear the truth to the Gentiles. Okay, praise the Lord for what we have learned about the story and the ministry of Paul as he enters into the ministry of God. And I hope and pray we all learn something. We all learn the lessons of faith here. And I pray that we are all blessed. For now, we will end and see you again next week for the continuation of our study. I will turn you over now to Sister Mindy. God bless everyone. Love you all.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the study, Sister Janiza. All right. So this Sabbath, we're going over verses regarding Moses, Aaron, and Balaam. And we're going to continue to determine which commandments were broken in the verses that we go over. Brother Joe, if you can please get us started. Exodus 2, and this is verses 11 through 12. And it came to pass in those days when blank was grown that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens. And he spied in blank smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he blanked the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Very good. The first blank was Moses, the second one was Egyptian, and the last one was he slew him, which is the same meaning as he killed him. All right, very good. Question number 2. Which commandment did Moses break? Was it A, commandment number 3, B, commandment number 8, or C, commandment number 6? Very good. The answer is C, commandment number 6. Question number 3. What is commandment number 6? Waiting for everybody to get their answers in. Very good. It's thou shalt not kill. Very good. Question number four. This is Exodus chapter 9, verses 27 through 28. And blank sent and called for Moses and Aaron, and said unto them, I have blank this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough that there be no more mighty blank and blank, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. Fill in the blanks. Everybody's typing. All right, we're getting our answers coming in now. All right, very good. The first one is Pharaoh. The second one is sinned. The third one is thunderings. And the last one is hail. Very good. Question number five. This is Exodus chapter 9, 33 through 35. And blank went out of the city from blank and spread abroad his hands unto the Lord. And the blank and blank ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he blank yet more and hardened his blank, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken by Moses. All right, very good. The first one is Moses. The second one is Pharaoh. The third one is thunders and then hail. And then the next one is he sinned and he hardened his heart. Very good. All right. Question number six. Which commandment did Pharaoh break? Was it A, commandment number one, B, commandment number nine, or C, commandment number two? Very good. It's B. He lied. He did not keep his promise. All right. Very good. Question number seven. What is commandment number nine? Very good. Commandment number nine is thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, which is the same as lying, being dishonest. And especially if you promise to do something and you don't do it, that's the same as lying. Okay. Question number eight. This is Exodus chapter 32, 1 through 5. And when the people saw that blank delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto blank and said unto him, Up, make us blank, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of blank, we wot not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he made it a molten blank. And they said, These be thy blank, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built a blank before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." All right, very good. The first one is Moses. Second one is Aaron. The third one is God's. The next one is Egypt. And the next one is calf. And the next one is God's. And the last one is altar. Very good. Question number 9. Which commandment did Aaron and the Israelites break? Was it A, commandment number 2, B, commandment number 4, or C, commandment number 9? Very good. The answer is A, commandment number 2. All right, question number 10. What is commandment number 2? Very good. Commandment number 2 is thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images and not to bow down to them either. Right? Okay, very good. You should not bow down and worship them. All right. We're on to question number 11. Exodus chapter 32, 20 through 24. And he took the blank which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to blank, and strawed it upon the water, and made the children of Israel blank of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, What did this people under thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, Let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, Make us blank, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has become of him. And I said unto them, Whosoever hath any blank, let them break it off. So they gave it me. Then I cast it in the fire, and there came out this blank. All right, very good. The first one is calf. The second one is powder. He ground it into a powder. And the next one is God's. And then the next one is gold. And the last one is calf. Very good. Oh, and drink. Was that one of them? Yeah. Drink. Okay, sorry, I missed that one. All right. Question number 12. Which commandment did Aaron break? Was it commandment number 5, commandment number 7, or commandment number 9? Which commandment did Aaron break? Now think about it. Okay, I'm going to give you guys credit for B, but the one that I'm looking for is C, commandment number 9. And why do I say that? Because if you look up at the verse, Aaron lied to Moses. He said, they gave it me, then I cast it. They gave him all the gold. He cast it in the fire, and there came out this calf. Magically, this calf came out of the fire. So he lied. He actually made the calf. Remember, he took the graven tool and he made the calf. So therefore, Aaron lied. He was dishonest. Okay, so I'm going to give you credit for B because he did commit spiritual adultery. but the main one I was looking for was C, because he lied. He lied to Moses. He was dishonest with Moses. What really happened? Okay? I know that one's kind of tricky. You got to really, read that verse again, and then you understand. Okay? All right. Question number 13. And this is Numbers 11, 4 through 6. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who shall give us blank to eat? We remember the blank which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this blank before our eyes." All right, wait for everybody to get their answers in. Okay, so the first one is flesh, the next one is fish, and the last one is manna. Very good. Question number 14. Which commandment did the children of Israel break? Was it commandment number 1, B, commandment number 10, or C, commandment number 3? Very good. It's B. They were coveting. They were coveting meat. They weren't satisfied with the bread that God gave them from heaven. They were wanting something that they didn't need. They were just lusted after flesh meat. All right. Question number 15. You guys are doing a great job. What is commandment number 10? Very good. Thou shalt not covet. All right. Question number 16. This is Numbers chapter 22, 26 through 31. And the blank of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw that the angel of the Lord, when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under blank, and Balaam's anger was kindled. And he blanked the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the blank of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, "What have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these blank times?" And Balaam said unto the ass, "Because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now would I blank thee." And the ass said unto Balaam, "Am not I thine ass upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee?" And he said, "Nay." Then the Lord opened the blank of Balaam, and he saw the blank of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his blank. Very good. The first one is angel. The second one is Balaam. And the next one is smote. He smote him. That means he hit him with his staff. And the next one is mouth. And then the next one is 3. And then kill. Then the next one is eyes. And the next one is angel. And the last one is face. Very good. All right. This is the last question. Question number 17. Last one. Okay. What commandment did Balaam break? Was it A, commandment number 4, B, commandment number 6, or C, commandment number 8? Very good. The answer is B, commandment number 6. If he would have had, he said if he would have had a sword in his hand, he would have killed the ass. So in his heart, he committed murder. Even though he didn't actually kill his animal, he wanted to. So that's the same as breaking commandment number 6. All right, you guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we're going to go over our commandments until it's time for, we might not get through all of them, okay? So I believe we're studying the commandments in Exodus 20. So if you, you won't have to have your Bibles this time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the commandment and you tell me which one it is, okay? But if you want to use your Bibles, you're more than welcome to. All right, and if you want to give me the verse, you can, but the main thing is I want you to tell me what commandment it is, what number of commandment it is, okay? The first one is, thou shalt not steal. What commandment is that? Thou shalt not steal. Very good. That is commandment number 8. The next one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What commandment is that? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Very good. That is commandment number 1. Next one is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that's within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. And that's Exodus 20, verse 8 through 11. Very good. That is commandment number 4. The next one. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And that's found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. What commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 10. Next one, thou shalt not commit adultery. And that's found in Exodus 20, verse 14. What commandment is that? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Very good. That is commandment number 7. All right, next one. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That's found in Exodus 20, verse 12. And that's the commandment that promises a long life if we obey it. What commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 5. Next one, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Exodus 20, verse 16. Which commandment is that? Okay, everybody's getting their answer then. Very good. That is commandment number 9. Next one. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Exodus 20, verse 4 through 6. Very good. That is commandment number 2. Next one. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And that's Exodus 20, verse 7. What commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 3. And the last one, thou shalt not kill. Exodus 20, verse 13. Thou shalt not kill. Very good. That is commandment number 6. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, we're going to go over our commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5. And we're going to be memorizing. I took a Sister Denise's suggestion on doing even numbers of Exodus, the commandments of Exodus 20. So commandment number 2 is going to be our first one we're going to memorize. So that's kind of a long commandment, so start working on memorizing it, okay? And next Sabbath, I'm going to have you type in commandment number 2 in the room, okay, for memory. So, and do the best you can. You know, we're learning how to memorize, okay? So I love you all. God bless, and I will see you next Sabbath. Have a beautiful Sabbath, everyone.